You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
Go in Los Angeles. This is The Startup with Monique Leray. I'm Monique Leray. Welcome back to my show. Happy Sunday. I'm in a different location. We're in a remote location today. We are shooting some footage, some scenes for our second, the ending of the pandemic film, and our third installation, which is the endemic project. So I am on location. So that's why my background looks different. But I'm still trucking away. We have some amazing guests today. My first guest here is Melanie, and she is coming to you live. How's it going, Melanie?
I'm awesome. How are you? I love that you're on location today.
Thank you. Yes, it's packing it in, but we're getting things done, and you're a fellow startup person, so you know the drill probably.
I really do, really.
So why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself to the listeners and viewers and tell them who you are.
Sure. I'm Melanie Spring. I'm an international keynote speaker and brand strategist by trade. And I'm actually coming to you from Vero Beach, Florida.
Very nice. I love that. Now, how's the weather? We're a little gloomy here in Laguna Beach, California, but how's it going down there?
We're never gloomy, mostly just happy and sunshiny.
I love that. So Melanie, tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you start in the brand strategist lane? Did you start there or did it kind of evolve? Tell us a little bit about that.
I accidentally fell into this career because I was a communications major after realizing that being a teacher or a nurse were the only two potential jobs for women. Mm-hmm. I mean, besides the third one, which was being a mom. So right. Didn't decide to choose any of those, went to communications and then found out the brand, which is at the heart of everything and anyone, yes, decided to head that direction. So 20 years later, this is where I am.
I love it. And you seem like you enjoy what you do. For someone that's starting off in the communications lane, what keys, little pieces of advice or golden nuggets have you picked up on your trail on this journey so far, would you say?
Oh, man. Out of all of this, let's see. Some pieces that I picked up were that the humans were the middle of the brand. So whether you're talking personal brand or business brand, it doesn't really matter, because if you don't have happy humans, you don't really have a brand that works. So services, products, any of it, even coaching, it doesn't really matter. You have to make sure that the humans are at the center of the brand. So I would say that's the hottest tip I can give.
Yes, that's a very, I love that. That's very nuclear, and it's important because it is the foundation. And I had this conversation with someone recently, and I realized, you know, if you don't clean up your emotional house, your mental house, whatever's going on with you, boy, do you drag that into your brand. And you don't even know it sometimes.
My whole language. Yes.
Yes. Yes. I really had that aha moment, as you know, Oprah would say, a few years back. And I just, once you get clear about that though, and you clean the weeds, it's such a beautiful place to be, but you have to be honest with yourself. You know,
and that, I was just going to ask you, what was your aha moment in all of that?
You know, it's funny because I would make moves or cue responses in a way that came from a place that was not healed. Mm. And that wasn't smart for my brands, for myself, my image and my self-respect as a business person. Right. Because you want to move in those spaces in the right way. So that's a huge, I love that you humanized this. This is a great topic. I'm so excited.
You're like getting to the middle of it where I'm like, okay, well, let's talk about healing. But like, that's true though. I train public speakers for a living now. So I help people with their second mountain, which we can talk about later. But basically it's helping you speak the language and speak who you really are into existence. And if you can't do that from a healed space, I mean, Brené Brown was so, so clear with the whole, if you're on stage and you're sharing something that you have not worked through, don't do your therapy on stage. Don't do your therapy on a podcast. Don't do your therapy on radio. Like, don't do your therapy with people if you haven't healed that thing yet. Heal it, then work through it and help other people do that same thing. So yes.
Beautiful. No, it's great. But you know, I think, you know, when you're building a brand, and you know this better than anyone, you have to really be honest with yourself about why you're doing the brand, how you're going to do it. You really have to go into some spaces with yourself. And if you don't have that conversation, I don't know how you get to the success part, because you really got to tear down some things, you know? And yeah.
This is also based on what you think success is. I mean, I learned a long time ago that I'm successful. If I decide I'm successful, I'm successful. There's no like, I get to a certain place and then I'm successful. Mm. If I decide right now I'm successful, I don't have to be a failure. A failure could be success. Like, it could be like, look at, I did it. I failed. Good job, me. That's success. Good. But it's being able to enable yourself to say, what is actually success for me? And can I look at it from a place of, can I heal it? Can I work through it? Can I get to that place and go, I've decided this is success for me. It doesn't have to be someone else's idea. It also doesn't have to be what society thinks it needs to be either.
Wow. Look at you being bold and badass on the startup. All right, you guys, if you're just tuning in, I'm with Melanie Spring from beautiful Florida, and she is a brand strategist, and she helps people arrange their brand and make it work for them. And where can people find you? We're not leaving yet, but just want to plug you, and where can people reach you?
If you Google Melanie Spring, which I actually had to do at a hotel lately, like recently, they were like, oh, so you can't get in your room. And I was like, could you just Google my name really quick? Melanie Spring. And they were like, oh yeah, I'll give you your key. Here you go.
Streamline it.
I didn't even know I was a celebrity until I went to a hotel and had to say something like that. But yes,
just I love it.
Everywhere.
I love it. She's very practical, you guys. I am with that. Okay. So now, Melanie, tell us what you're working on now, or is there a specific client? I know you've got to have a non-disclosure, but anything that you're really excited that something's brewing that you're, or project, maybe you're putting something together that you can share with us?
Well, I mentioned it a little bit ago. So this idea of having a second mountain, this idea that we have all been climbing a mountain in our careers. We're all like, yeah, I'm heading in this direction. This is where I want to go. This is who I want to be. And then we get to the peak of it and we're just like, yeah, but now what? Like, I'm the CEO of the thing that I've always wanted to be. I've climbed the ladder the way I wanted to go, or I built the business, the startup that I wanted to build. Do I sell it? Do I retire? Like, what's the next step? Mm-hmm. And all of the skills that we learned along that path allow us to come back down that mountain. And as I'm sure you've heard and know, most people who have a startup or get to the end of it, they don't know what to do with themselves anymore. Some people commit suicide. Some people have heart attacks. Some people just like wash away and disappear. And so being able to get to the bottom of that mountain again and going, okay, but where's my second mountain? What's the next mountain I want to climb? That's the thing that I am like so here for, is helping people go, oh, I don't have to just like go away. I can find the thing that I know is really the thing I want to build. And all the skills and tools that I learned from climbing that first mountain, now I can take it up the second one.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Beautiful, beautiful. And a lot of people do not talk about that. The exit strategy, if you will, or the next, like you said, the next mountain, the next iteration of what your career is going to look like. Right. And I think, you know, as a workaholic, as a serial entrepreneur, those are really important points that you're making, because you find when people do make it, they lose their momentum or their passion for it. Right. And then I have this conversation too with someone recently, but I find that if you find someone that matched your enthusiasm when you were thirsty for it, when you're ready to get off, then your business will still go, right? Like, you can still keep it moving. What have you found in that space when maybe someone's turning over the keys, so to speak, on their brand?
I mean, what I've seen is some people decide I'm going to sell it, and they end up in this whole legal battle trying to get rid of this thing that they've built, even though it was their quote unquote baby. I tried to help people not see that as a child that they're selling off. But at the same time, it's the thing that they put all of their heart and soul into. So how do they take that and shift that into someone else's hands without going, oh, but do I really want to do that? And so what we see is, especially in the startup world, when they let go of that thing, being able to pull off what are the pieces of it that taught them what they really want to do. And that's the part that a lot of startup entrepreneurs get into, is like the psychedelic space. They get into like the, but who am I really? And why am I here? Or they get into other spaces where they're just like, but I need a coach or I need a person or a mentor to help me figure out that next thing, which I've learned is most of them didn't have that the first time around. They had to like hustle and, like you said, workaholic, like get their hands dirty and like get up that mountain as hard. And they just come down with bruises and bumps and like yes. broken bones. And they're at the bottom going, can someone just help me not have to do this again? The problem is they also think, well, but I'm the only one who could help myself.
That's deep too.
That's when we all get stuck in that mire of like, no, but I'm the smartest. I'm the best at this because I did all the work to get there. But what if you don't have to? What if you find someone you're energetically attracted to that's like, no, but maybe somebody actually could help me with that next thing.
Yeah. Very good. No, that's really, really golden. And delegating is important. I'm learning that. And it's such a dirty word for a can-do type
thing. It's about just that.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. So Melanie, how can people, well, we already know they can Google you and find you. How booked up are you? I mean, what's your 2023 looking like? Are you taking on any new clients?
Well, I host retreats for a living now. So I speak up to 15 times a year. So that's like, as it's going, I'm picking and choosing, but mostly it's the Brilliant Rebels retreat, which is the retreat that I host twice a year. And so I do that. And it's one of those things where it's up to 12 people. They get together and figure out that next thing. Like, I've retired or I've quit or I just lost my job. And what do I do next? And how do I go to that next place? So I call myself the leader of the Brilliant Rebellion.
Oh, yes. Tell us more about it. It sounds intriguing. When's the next one?
Our next one is the beginning of December, and it's in outside of Houston, Texas. We have tiny houses for everybody to stay in, which is awesome, on this beautiful 14-acre farm. But basically, we're doing 4 days of tech-free work where we're all sitting together and like going deep together and doing a 10-week program so that they can figure out what that next step is for them without just going, oh, I'll just decide someday I'll figure it out. It's like, no, let's make it happen and let's take that next big leap instead of worrying, what am I going to do next?
Wow. You said tech free for a week and my anxiety is
just 4 days.
Okay. Like, I heard it. Actually, tech free. No, you can't have it.
Oh, you would want to give it away the next time. Anytime I do a retreat and people come back, they're like, so here's all my tech. I don't want it anymore. I didn't even bring all of it. I don't even care anymore. Can you just keep it forever? I don't want it back.
Yes, the old days. I mean, can you imagine? Oh, do you remember?
We get to think, we get to breathe, we get to just enjoy life instead.
We have a tiny house. Hello, how cute.
And no one to bother you.
Oh, wow. Anything. Where does that exist? I mean,
just a couple weeks.
Yes, we have to go to her vit in December.
Exactly. Oh, like, cool. Switch the workaholic into like chill.
Into chill. Listen, yeah. I tell you one thing, it's true. Finding that energetic match for your brand when you're ready to get off the off ramp and slow down a little bit is, and then I will be that chilled. I'll have to come get a tiny house and hang out with Melanie.
I was going to say, I'm like, Monique, I think we need to talk after this.
I think we do, girlfriend. You might be the answer to what I need. Oh my gosh. It is just such a pleasure to meet you. And you're offering something that I think people don't realize they need until they hear it. And I think you really are helping balance a lot of entrepreneurs and go-getters and keeping them, you know, focused and motivated. Thank you for everything that you do for us because it's beautiful.
Yeah. It's my heart's work. So I want to make sure you're doing your heart's work at the same time.
That's badass. I love it. All right. Well, Melanie Springs, you're going to have to come back and give us an update and tell us more. And we would love to have you back if you can make some time for the startup.
Tell me when. I'm ready.
All right. It's a pleasure to see you and have you. You guys, Melanie Spring, check her out. Google her. She's hotel famous.
Have a great time at your shoot. I can't wait to see what comes out of it.
Thank you. I'll share it soon. All right. All right, you guys, that was Melanie Spring. What a delight. What a joy. Great way to start the show. And so, yes, we have another guest coming soon. I am actually going to give you guys a quick update on things. I'm headed out of the country in a few weeks for the Endemic Project, which is the third installation to our docu-trilogy. And we're doing a little like exit shot, some B-roll for the pandemic film as well. So that's going to be in a couple weeks. We're headed to Iceland. We're headed to Sweden, Luxembourg. Where am I going after that? Nice, France, and Cannes, and Monaco. And then Cairo, Egypt. And if time permits and I can get down there, South Africa. So that's a heavy schedule for a 25-day travel, you know, packing it in. But if you have any endemic stories that you guys would like to share, we would love, love, love to hear it. I think that the fallout from the pandemic could be interesting to highlight. And so that's what we're doing on this shoot coming up. So also, if you're not following me, give me a follow on Instagram at The Startup with Monique LaRay, at Capricorius Media, or my personal at Monique LaRay Stinson. I'm doing all kinds of fun things on those pages. TikTok also, we're on TikTok and Twitter. And I think you can find me still on Facebook. I'm not there very often. IMDb, Monique LaRay Stinson. And that's where we'll be. That's where you can find it. At The Startup with Monique LaRay is the Insta. And I think I said that. So, all right. Let's see what else we're going to cover today. We have, like I said, it's going to be a good show. It's already been a great show. Tell you guys, we're doing the drag brunch again with Matt Sarafa here at La Casa del Camino, and it will be on December 4th. So that's a Sunday. Get your tickets on Eventbrite. It's going to be amazing. A shout out to Craig Cooley at KXFM here in Laguna. Thank you so much for having us on. I think we were on last week. I don't remember. Maybe it was 2 weeks ago. But thank you for having us. And that was amazing. What else do we have going? We have so many things going on. All right. Let's see. I think okay. So now this is the exciting stuff. We're waiting to hear back from, we've submitted our film, the first pandemic film, right? The Pandemic Project documentary, the American version, to Tribeca and to Sundance. So we'll know in the first week of December if we made it to Sundance. And if we did, I'm going to have some great news for you guys. So stick around for that. I'll check in with you guys on that first week of December, because we plan on doing something up there in Park City around the event. And honestly, I'm doing a birthday party there for myself because it's going to be my birthday week when Sundance is happening. So I might as well have a good time, right? So there'll be some announcements for that, and we'll probably do a remote show from there as well. So stick around. Stay tuned for that. Yes. Okay. So let's see. We have some other things that we want to cover. You know, a lot of people have been asking me, too, like, what are you going to do after the pandemic project happens, right? Like, after you're done with the pandemic films, right? What's your next project? So we have a lot of talent. I want to give some shout outs here because I'm working on some things. Shout out to Dr. Marty, Ungun Institute. She's doing some beautiful work to help people ungun their trauma. And she's helping everybody, entrepreneurs, you know, moms and dads, you know, college students, pre-college. She's just doing really good work. So stick around for that. If you haven't seen her sizzle reel that we've made, check out my YouTube page. Just type in Monique LaRay Stinson, or you can just type in Ungun, actually. The Dr. Marty Ungun Project, right? Type that in, and you will see the sizzle, and let us know what you think. You know, I'm working on G. Scott Jacks. He's got a project. He is a mountain climber, and he climbs all around the world. He's got an interesting life, an interesting serendipitous life. He just manifests things, creates things. So I'm interested in covering that. We're going to highlight that soon. We're also working on Pillar of Love. Now, this topic is kind of interesting. It's about, like, adverse family situations. So if you are, like, you know, you're not seeing your kids, or you're being kept away legally from your children, this is a story about a father who is looking to just do the right thing and see his kids. And he's a good father. He's got a great career. He provides, and he is a loving dad, and he hasn't been able to see his kids. So we're going to cover it, but we're not going to do it from a place, you know, we're not bashing anyone. We're just going to take a look at the system. And I think this might be a hot topic for a lot of you or people that you might know if you're watching. But, you know, comment down in the comment section or shoot me an email, capaquariusmedia@gmail.com, if you know someone in this situation. We're highlighting fathers, though. Yes, we will hear from mothers, but we're highlighting dads. That's just a lane we're in. It's no hate on mothers at all, but that's just where we're going to be with that. But it's called Pillar of Love, and you'll hear more about that. It's going to be a really interesting, just a deep dive, just a look. We're going to look at the people around him, how he's coping, the legal system, you know, how did they get to these, how did they make these choices? And that's a lot of what my work is lately. I want to just look at like hard issues, topics that people maybe don't want to talk about or touch, but let's just have a look at it and see, let's pull back the curtain a little bit and see what's really going on and ask some questions. But I'm hearing that, you know, there's a lot of cases where people are in a place where they need assistance and the system is failing them, good people. So let's see what we can uncover. I also want to give you guys an update on justice for Jackie. We actually haven't been doing anything with that because I've been traveling for the pandemic film, but I did speak to someone that's part of the project recently, and we are going to get back on track with that. That was my first project that really kind of set the pace for all of this work I've been doing recently. And if you haven't seen it, you can go check that out on my YouTube channel as well. Just type in justice, the number 4, and then Jackie. And this actually was legislation that was put on, it was I-940, okay, Initiative 940. And it was de-escalation methods that the police in that community could be trained. And it's in Tacoma, Washington. And the community voted yes for that, right? So now you have that implemented into law. And then that was the first bill to help train. So it's interesting because the story and how this came about and this this family's fight for justice for their loved one, Jacqueline Sawyers, it's just interesting how it's all grown. So I got a picture recently. I'm very proud of what they've been able to do. And I received a picture from you know, one of the family members, and they made it all the way to Washington with this. And it's just incredible. So if you're, you know, a startup, an entrepreneur, you know, you're trying to make something happen, I want you to be encouraged. This is just an idea that this family had, an idea to get some change done. And not only did they do it, they changed history, you know? So I think California picked it up too, right after Washington State. So it's called Justice for Jackie, and you can check that out on YouTube. Okay, I'm thinking that we will have a guest call in here soon. What do you think, Sam? Is it looking like someone's coming? All right. And I want to give a shout out to my sponsors and my supporters. So shout out to La Casa del Camino. Thank you so much for everything and always just being a champion and being a partner and giving amazing service and beautiful food, beautiful views, beautiful people, and a location, you know, that you cannot beat in Laguna Beach, right? And they're known for the rooftop bar. So if you've never been here, you should come. A little gloomy today, but La Casa del Camino is you know, world renowned. People know it from all over. And they come for the views and stay for everything else. So shout out to Felton and the team, everybody here at La Casa del Camino. And Michael Solberg Family Wines. Thank you so much, Leah, for all your support, your continued support, and just everything that you do. Much success. And you guys, you know, it's the last quarter of the year, so it is wine drinking season. Harvest is, you know, almost done, and or it might be done already. It's October already, guys. So it pairs well with the wine glass. That's what they like to say. So MichaelSolbergFamilyWines.com. Check her out. Check them out. And it's Leah Solberg, by the way, that is the daughter. So whenever I say Michael Solberg, that's the father that founded the brand. And when he passed on, Leah has kept the brand going. So we might have an announcement with that too coming pretty soon. We have something cooking, so that's good. I think we covered all the events. We do have, in 2 weeks, right before I leave, we do have Casa LA, not La Casa del Camino, but Casa LA is wine and art charity event. It's going to be in downtown LA, helping some kids. It's for court-appointed youth. So kids that maybe get overlooked in the system, maybe have disadvantage at home with family, they are going to be supported on this night. So this is a really good night for them. And I think it's going to be great for raising some money and helping some kids. So if you want to be a part of that, we're going to probably do a little gift bag, some donations. We are doing the wine there so people can bid on, you know, drink some wine and then bid on art. And I think that's how it's going to go. So you can email me there as well if you are interested in getting being a part of that. CapAquariusMedia@gmail.com. All right. We are super caught up on everything, I believe. I covered Sundance, Drag Brunch, Casa. What else? I feel like I'm missing something, but maybe I'm not. Okay. All right. So, Sam, how you doing over there? Anything going on? All right. Let's see. I think we can also cover, let me just see. I think we can also cover this as well. I am writing, someone was telling me, okay, thanks Sam for the update. I am going to be writing a book. I've already started it, even though I've started a few books, right? I've been just the slowest at it, but I'm patient because I know when I put it out, it's going to be real good, real juicy, but, I'm shifting, right? Because sometimes it's the first one that you think is going to be the one that goes first, and then you get shifted in another direction, or there's a demand for something. So I kind of have to just follow that. And of course, the pandemic took, you know, it just took up all my time and energy. But there are some stories to be told there. You know, there was a lot of interesting people that I met on the way, a lot of characters. And it's been a challenge, right? Not complaining at all. Very, very fortunate. But there are some stories that I won't cover in the documentaries that would be great in a book. And I had someone kind of point that out to me recently, and it's true. And you can't really tell it like you can tell it in a book, you know, because some of the stuff is kind of unbelievable. Some of the things are very serendipitous, very timely. Some things were harder and a little scarier. But all in all, it has been a wild ride and you know, a timeless thing that we did. So I'm very proud of the work that we did and just want to say a shout out to everyone that was involved. When you see the cast, I think you guys are going to get a kick out of it. People are asking me where they can see it. Right now you can see our award-winning trailer on YouTube. Type in The Pandemic Project Documentary. Once we get it to the film festivals, then I'll know, you know, how it looks to be, you know, what's the time frame to maybe get some distribution, because I need to see how it shows up and what the reaction is and if there's an interested buyer. So that's, you know, that's the next step. This is like, there's steps to this. So I think the self-publishing has really changed the game though. So no matter what, you're going to see it. I just need to get it into the right hands and on the right platform. So that's all caught up there. All right. Well, you know, I pack my shows pretty segments go like 15 minutes. And sometimes on Sundays we have people who just can't make it. And that happens here on the startup and you got to roll with it. Right. Shout out to Xavier Caldwell. He's a new client of mine. He is an actor, and he's a singer and a rapper. And listen, guys, he's got some heat. He's got some amazing jams. We're partnering up on some things. And if you're looking for someone who's energetic and talented, you know, that has some beats, that's hardworking, he's your guy. You guys are going to see more of him. We'll probably be hosting some more stuff on the media page. But shout out to Xavier. We're doing a shoot tomorrow, so we had to go find some looks for his shoot. So that was fun running around the mall with you today, Xavier. I never go to the mall, so that was cool. And I know it's going to be a good shoot. Jeff Lewis is our photographer. Not Jeff Lewis from Bravo, but Jeff Lewis. He's a photographer for the Rams and a family friend for many years. So that'll be great. I think that we've covered it. We've covered all of it. All right. Well, so maybe someone will sign in. We'll have to see. Maybe my 4:30 will show up. We don't know. Let's see. How did you guys like the trailer? For those of you that seen our trailer, the Pandemic Project documentary trailer, it's 7 minutes and 57 seconds. So if you can give us that, we'd be grateful for it. What do you think? Have a look. Give us some comments in the section. I would love to hear your feedback. So far, we've had positive feedback, like on the video, like down below in that section. So I'm really excited to get some more feedback and hear from you guys. The goal was really to just keep it super neutral. Super neutral. I wanted everybody to feel like they could share their story. Like it was not, we're not looking to, we're just looking to let you tell your truth about your experience in that moment. So as you know, I've been talking about it for 2 years, so I'm probably going to give it a rest. Over 2 years, guys, over 2 years. It is October 2022. Wow. Wow, that's amazing. Yeah, over 2 years. Yeah, okay. Well, I think that maybe we might have someone else dialing in a few minutes. Let's see. I want to also just give a shout out to all the brands that were at the event for F Cancer. Pop Art Snacks. You know, that's my new favorite snack, guys. Thank you so much for your generous give. Kara Kits, Kelly's going to, we'll be talking to Kelly soon again. Thank you, Kelly at Kara Kits. Those Kara Kit boxes were so cute, amazing, and generous. And I know you put a lot of love and the way you curate and put all these items together to help people in that time to heal and rest up. You can feel the love in the box. She's got everything in this box. So if you know anyone that is healing up from cancer, give them a Kara Kit. It's spelled C-A-R-A Kit. Kara Kit. All right. Thank you, Michael Solberg. Leah always comes through with the wine. I mean, it felt really good to see the wine all around the room. People were dancing. In Vogue was there. It was a live performance. That was a surprise performance. I thought it was cool. It was a surprise to me. I didn't know. So it was really cool. And I think they raised a lot of money to help people. All right. Well, here we are with Miss Alana Ward Robinson. Alana, how are you today?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm really well. Thank you so much for joining the startup.
Absolutely.
All right.
Pleasure to be here.
Yes. All right. So why don't you tell the listeners and viewers who you are and mm-hmm. give them a little bio about yourself.
Okay, great. I am Alana Ward Robinson, and I am the, of the many things I do, I am the program architect for the 2022 Black Wealth Summit. In that role, I have organized the agenda, selected the topics, worked with the speakers so that we have a incredible learning experience for those who attend the summit. In my day job, I own a technology consulting company. I have had a career as a chief information officer in a number of Fortune 500 companies. But for the last 18 years, I've been an entrepreneur and had my own management consulting company.
I mean, talk about a powerhouse. I'm so impressed mm-hmm. and such a pleasure for you to even make time for our little show here at LA Talk.
Absolutely.
And you know, you just inspire me. And I really have been looking at some of the work that you do. And for people who aren't familiar with the expo, can you break down the purpose of the expo and what your goals are this year? I know that you have a very, very cool theme for this year's summit.
Absolutely. About 2 years ago, a group of friends got together, and we're friends because we share the same values. Mm-hmm. And many of us felt like a number of the things that we learned about money management, but more wealth management, mm-hmm. and about opportunities to invest where your money can make money, as opposed to just the normal day, you know, month to month savings kind of thing, we didn't learn until we became corporate executives.
Mm.
And we share a belief that these possibilities, this vision for wealth management, for generational legacy, can be taught earlier in one cycle and certainly influence the decision making along the way. And it's the consistency and the discipline and the wherewithal to connections to know how the money system works so that you can be a part of that community and benefit from it as well. So last year was our first conference where we had six major sponsors. We had about 1,600 participants. It was all virtual.
Wow.
And this year we decided to go with a theme of the season of accountability.
Mm.
And the season of accountability is a call to action for all of us to be conscious about our own personal goals that we set and the action plans that we act on to make sure that everything that we said we would do, we would try our best to actually chip away at that and actually make something happen. Because in the end, incrementally, year on year, there can be phenomenal progress as you reflect on the decisions that you made and the actions that you've taken. And so this is for our sponsors to be accountable. The promises that they made last year and the vision that they shared last year, many of them are returning. So they are coming back with saying, well, what's changed since last year, as well as many of our attendees are returning. And we will have some testimonies as to the influence of last year and the choices that they've made since then and how they feel good about more incremental progress ahead.
Wow. And I love that you started it off with friends with that share the same values. That's got to be the core where you're on the same page there. You know, I have so many things I want to sit with you for a week and talk to you because you're on it. And I'm just so impressed, you know, even just jumping around a little to the tech space, you know, and if we could be quite candid, tech has really changed the game for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a lot of conversations I've been having where people are saying, I want to catch up, you know, and the pandemic mm-hmm. gave them a pause and a moment to really look and perhaps make some conscious decisions and kind mm-hmm. of catch up. Mm-hmm. What have you been finding in the tech space with the Black community specifically? Have you found that to be true? That is it helping us catch up in the wealth gap?
I think it had, because there was almost 2 years there where we really didn't have many things to spend money on, you know, unless we were ordering online from Amazon in particular.
Yep.
So I've talked to several friends who said, you know, the opportunity to, you know, my husband and I used to travel every week and we didn't do that for 2 years. Right.
Yep.
And many entrepreneurs used to spend money to go entertain and to, you know, ferret clients out where you may or may not have gotten the business, you know? So fortunately, the easier thing to do was through Zoom. And so it certainly created a quiet period for people to be able to be more thoughtful about, do I have to spend money to make money? Is there a more strategic way for me to get a client other than traveling all over the place and entertaining with no guarantee that I would actually get any business?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and I feel like, and I don't know if you saw the segment before, but I was just catching everyone up on the pandemic project. And while everyone was home, I was on an airplane every week, mm-hmm. you know, doing my documentary. And I'll be very, very frank here when I say launching a production company and doing a film on your own and not having the backup that a traditional studio house would have, those have been things that have been hindering for myself. And mm-hmm. I think that your expo is going to provide so many beautiful tips and things. And I would love to hold myself accountable for this time next year to see how I can grow that brand using some of the things at the summit. What are some highlights that other people can look forward to?
Absolutely. What we've evolved to this year, is I'm really excited about it, is we've actually got some learning tracks. We did some research earlier this year, which was, again, new to our portfolio of capabilities, is that we did some research and we got some really nice, meaningful feedback. With that research, we were able to segment our audience into 5 personas. One persona was, there's about 13% of African Americans who have no relationship with a bank. We call that unbanked. And so they are more inclined to use the local Western Union, or they use mobile banking, or they use a, you know, fixed debit card and those kinds of things, right? Then there's the collegiate student that is, or the college student that is, in most cases, heavily burdened with student loan debt. You know, with even if they get a decent job, to come out of that valley of debt in order to get to a point where not only can I have a decent quality of life and I can save and then I can invest, there's a whole journey there. So we have a particular curriculum this year totally focused on the college student. And we've got some expert speakers. One of our speakers actually has a model in his business on how he takes a 17-year-old and introduces them to credit and to good debt and to know how to strategically take student loans. But then by the time that they're 30, they actually can be on a wealth journey.
That is awesome. And you have another one. I'm sorry. Let me cut you off.
No. We have a unique, and Charles Schwab, one of our sponsors, is sponsoring the collegiate track. And so they brought some experts to the table where they are, all of their lectures, their sessions are targeted to the college student, where they're about to go to work, you know, full time for the first time. They do have this debt, and they're all about strategies, money management strategies, on how to do this and actually be focused on wealth building opportunities so that that's a part of your vision. Mm-hmm. Then we have the new emerging investor, and that's the investor from zero to 99,000, where I mentor a group of young ladies, and one of them told me, she says, well, Ms. Robinson, I pay my bills, I've gotten paid my student loans off, I save, but I have no idea how to invest. I don't know how to have a relationship with a financial advisor. So I don't even know how to get on that journey. So we have a unique track 101, Introduction to Options 101. We have a Securities 101. We have, So You Want to Get into Government Contracting 101. We have a number of 101 kind of sessions to help that person that is positioned to do a little investing or to start their investing journey with options and possibilities. We also will offer, our major sponsors will offer 30 minutes of free financial advisor access.
Wow. This is, oh, I love it. Keep going.
And then we have the intermediate investor, and we characterize that investor with from the 100,000 to the 250,000. And for that investor, there's some more strategic and more, a little bit more risk, but strategic kinds of things that we've got hotel investing, we've got self-storage investing, we've got how to, if you've got a business and it's scaled to a certain point, how you might consider franchising your business. In addition to buying a franchise, we have one about how to franchise your business. And then we have some about selling your business or acquiring a business. So we've got some lectures on that. All of this is, and then we the fifth one is the more accredited seasoned investor.
Okay. You
know, and I've had some friends who thought, well, I've got my package together. I don't really need to come to a summit like this to learn. Okay. And what we found is that our attendees who are in that more mature category, they have created watch parties for their families.
What?
So that the younger adults in their families can learn and they can be the role models for them. Because all of this is what we call our ultimate learning experience. And we really want to spread the word. We want to engage people in learning together and actually taking actions. And so that we can build this community over time, that where we can create some generational wealth in a way that perhaps we weren't accustomed to because we didn't grow up with that kind of conversation at home.
You are really filling in, you and your tribe, your team, your synergy. You guys are really filling in so many blanks for people. And I know that this is going to be a hit. Now, I was coming and I was getting ready for my trip for my pandemic film, the endemic film. And I was like, I don't know if I can make it. So I told your rep that I might not be there in person. But you know what? I think, Ms. Robinson, after speaking with you now, I might have to call Delta because I might have to...
Well, what you can at a minimum do is sign up for virtual access. And all of our sessions will be recorded. And we did invest in some technology. So we have what we call a member technology for a member portal. So all of the sessions that we have last year, that's the beginning of our library of assets. Okay. And we have over 60 sessions this year, and we will have more sessions to add to our library. And our sessions will be available for a year. So what you miss because you've got some other conflicts or some other things to do, you can always come back and look at them over and over at your leisure and as you have interest in them.
Love it. I love it. I love everything about it. You know, listen, this is the conversation we have to have. And you don't have to be Black to come to this. You can come
and be part of
our community, right? We can. We love everybody.
But you know what I'm really proud of is... We do have a very diverse group of speakers, financial experts.
Yes.
But the majority of them, almost 80% of the speakers are Black.
Yeah.
And so just like with Damon John did the For Us, By Us, this is For Us, By Us in a very different way.
Yes.
But there are a lot of us and many of us who are experts in these areas, but in the typical wealth building environment, they don't talk to people who don't have at least $250,000 of investable capital. And so we're bridging the gap between to say, don't wait until I get there. Come teach me how to get there so that I can be worthy of your time when I've earned that right to have your audience.
I love this. The can-do attitude. Because listen, if we're being honest, there were a lot of setbacks for our community in this country. Mm-hmm. And we can have that talk at another time because that's the truth and we have to address that. But being self-sufficient and proactive and working with what you do have now today is the way. And I'm just loving that. I'll share real briefly if you don't mind. I was just having this conversation with one of my best gal friends, and you know, there's been some banking challenges because you're pushing yourself up to another level and you need things when you need it, and you're trying to fund a film around the world. What I was doing. And I just sat there and I said, you know what? I'm just going to let the universe provide. And I'm proud to announce I've got my Bank Black card. I've got my Black Wall Street card, my Greenwood card now.
And congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. And you know, One United, but for people who are, you know, do have those reloadable cards and do have minimums and transfer headaches and they hit, because you need to be able to move fast when you're trying to do projects.
Absolutely.
Will there be some card solutions? Will you guys be covering that for people in the summit?
We don't have a session on card solutions. We don't.
Okay.
That's something that we can definitely take that as feedback. And but what we've curated so far, we don't have a subject on that.
Yeah. But you're covering so many things. And
yes,
I think...
Yes.
Yeah, you know, it's so how many days is it for the viewers and listeners? And please tell them how they can buy a ticket if it's not sold out already.
No, we're not sold out. Our website is www.blackwealthsummit.com. And if you go to our website, there's a section there called Buy a Ticket up at the top right. And that will take you through the registration process. You can register to be in person at the hotel at the University of Maryland, or you can sign up as a virtual participant. We have offered our summit this year free to college students. So we have actually over 400 students, college students, already registered for the conference.
Wow.
And then we have 100. For the local HBCUs in the Maryland, D.C. area, we were able to get 100 students to actually be on site to participate in person, because we also are going to have a career fair for the students with our sponsors. We have, so you can buy a ticket that way. The dates of the conference are October 27th through October 29th. We start on the 27th at a 6 p.m. where we're primarily going to have a welcome reception and structured networking. And then the learning actually takes place on Friday and Saturday. Right. And our schedule is about 8:30 in the morning till 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay, great.
Lunch is provided. Again, we'll have our sponsor booths. We have a career fair. We have free financial coaching, and those kinds of things.
Mrs. Robinson, it is a pleasure. Thank you so much. I can't wait. I hope you get sold out today. I'm going to be pushing the word, and I hope to see you there in person. But if I don't make it there in person, let's have another chat, and I would like to see you virtually. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate
it. My pleasure. See you.
Bye-bye.
All right, you guys. What will you start up today? Thank you so much for seeing us, and we will see you next weekend. Bye.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Larray, only on LA Talk Radio.